When I prepared the sermon for this morning, one of the things that came up is that we set up New Year resolutions every beginning of the year, and I thought that the students starting off, particularly those of you who are starting off for the very first time, and sometimes you set these resolutions and immediately the first 3 weeks or so, they're all gone. And you forget about them. And life takes its course and you go on your merry way and you just do what you've always been doing. And so I thought on a topic this morning, and the topic that I'm going to deal with this morning is called foundations. And it's all found in Psalm 11, because we have the topic right before us in verses 3. And so before we actually start looking at the passage, I want us to just pause for a word of prayer for the reading of God's holy word as we look at this passage. I'm going to try to work through the passage with you, and I'm going to give you an outline so that you can have some understanding of the outline. When we speak about foundations, there are two areas or two words that are very prevalent in this particular passage. It's the advice of fear, and then the other part is the answer of faith. And so I'm going to do the comparison between the advice of fear and then the answer of faith. And why, when we think on foundations this morning, we ask the question, when we are fearful of things, and what route do we follow? But then the answer of faith comes back to us and say, listen, if we put our faith and trust in God, we will be able to accomplish and fulfill what He has purposed for us. And to those students who have started off this year for the very first time, some of you are here in somewhat uncertainty, the psalmist will give us some indication to the advice of fear. But as you progress through the semester, you will come to the answer of faith. And so let's reverence the reading of God's holy word as we look at Psalm 11. It says, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, this is the key verse, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eye behold, His eyelid test the children of men. The Lord tested the righteous, but the wicked and him who loveth violence, He so hated. Upon the wicked He shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest, this shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous, Lord, loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. I'm going to use verse 7 as my concluding verse, so that will be the conclusion. Verses 1, B up to verses 2 will be the first part, which is the advice of fear, and then verses 3 up to verses 6 is the answer to faith. So if you have that structure in your mind, you will have some understanding of where I'm moving. The key verse, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so the title of the message this morning is Setting Our Foundations Right. And as we look at this foundation, we will look at, just by way of background, this psalm is attributed to David. We are not very clear whether David wrote the psalm or not, but it's attributed to David. And the intensity of the psalm is two things. There's a conflict in the mind of the psalmist between faith and fear. And this is in the hour of difficulty, and the hour of danger. And then he comes to the conclusion in the psalm that there's victory in faith. And so when you look at the advice of fear and you look at the answer of faith, he has this turmoil, he has this conflict. But he puts this great confidence in Jehovah. Look what he says, and this is the affirmation. Verse 1, in the Lord put I my trust. The students, this morning, as you embark on this year and as you think about the things for this year, there will be voices that will come to you, voices that will discourage you. There will be voices that will come to you that will bring about a sense of fear. But there will also be a voice that will come to you in terms of faith. That the psalmist says, in the Lord put I my trust. And so I hope by the end of this semester and the end of this year that you've come to that conclusion. We're also not sure in terms of the fact that it is attributed to David, but we're not sure of the circumstances around the psalm. Was it because of David's pursuing David? Or was it because of his own son's Absalom's rebellion? But around those two things, we are clear that because the nature of the psalm does deal with what David is experiencing. And so as we go through these things, David felt fear in his heart because of the impending danger that confronted him. But there was also trembling in his own soul, and he was not sure as to exactly how to deal with this. And these voices then came and spoke to him. Voices of grave and imminent danger because of the malice and treachery that is pronounce in verses 2. So let's look at the advice of fear, and I'm also going to work the structure. There are reasons for the advice of fear, and then the answer of faith, there are reasons for that as well. And under the answer of faith, I'm also going to structure it down further, but and speak about the affirmation, and I'm also going to speak about the activity. So if you have that structure in your mind, you will have. Let's look at the advice of fear. In verses 1, it says, flee as a bird to your mountains, for lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may secretly shoot at the upright in the heart. The first thing about verses 1b and 2, it simply says that there's an opposition. The wicked are ready to shoot at the upright. And the graphic picture that is being demonstrated here of a determined and imminent violence that is directed towards the righteous. And the target is the righteous. So when we look at this picture this morning, he says in verses 2, for lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they might secretly shoot at the upright in heart. And the graphic picture that has been demonstrated here is that you are being targeted, and that the arrows of the evil one will be directed to you. And so the advice this morning, to the advice of fear, look what it says, flee as a bird to your mountain. It simply means that when the circumstances become overwhelming and the things become difficult, we then look for the escape route. I want to say to you this morning that those arrows, those bows, will be targeted against the righteous. And it will come straight. And the pictures here of a bow that shoots straight for its target. And as we think about the darts that will be flung at us during the course of this year, might be so intense, so violent, that you don't want to take us off course. I want to say to you this morning, particularly those of you who are starting off, Those of us who are teaching at this institution will tell you that we've gone through the same kind of experience you will experience. And there are times when those doubts came hard and fast. So the opposition is ready. The second thing about the opposition is that it's done in a treacherous and malicious way. And it says here, is to harm the righteous. And so as David has this conflict in his mind, these voices come from his friends, these voices come from different angles. Rather flee to the mountain. Find your refuge in there. But the psalmist is very clear in the premise that he makes. He says, in God, in the affirmation, in God will I put my trust. Whatever circumstances might prevail this year in your life, remember that the opposition is clear, that the opposition is wicked, and the targets are direct to the righteous. But the thing about the wicked too, the advice of fear, it's done with subtlety and deceit. Sometimes a voice will come through to you in a subtle way or a deceitful way to steer you away from the course that God has set you and I on. Let's be very careful when we say in God we put our trust. The question is asked, do we listen to the advice of fear or do we think about the mistakes of this advice? I want to give you three things about this kind of advice. The outlook of this advice is only limited. They don't have the full picture. God has the full picture. You start in off this year, semester number one, 2023. And in foresight, you hope to finish in 2027. And as these arrows are directed towards you, it is limited, this advice that you receive, to flee to the mountain. But the second thing about this advice, it's nearsighted. They don't have the whole picture. God has the whole picture for all of us, even those of us who teach him. He understands the whole picture, and sometimes when we are redirected somewhere else, it brings in focus, because he knows the picture. Somebody made a statement, and I found this very pertinent. He says, advice like this is like scaffolding, when you put up a scaffold. Scaffold is only this part of the thing that you see, but the structure, the foundation is firm. And the firmness of this foundation is found in Christ. And this morning, David wrestles with this circumstances. Does he flee to the mountain? Does he listen to these voices? Or does he have full confidence in the God who he serves? He says, in God will I put my trust. When we come to verses 4 to verses 6, we now have the answer of faith, not only the advice of fear, but the answer of faith. Look at verse 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the children of men. The Lord tested the righteous, but the wicked and him who loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. Thus this shall be the portion of the cup. When we come to the answer of faith, there are three things that I think you need to understand. First of all, it says in verse 4, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. And we'll look at this, the reasons for our answer of faith this morning. It speaks about that God is the transcendent God, that he is in control. He's always reigning. His kingdom reigned over everything else. And so when I have this advice of fear, and I look at the Lord in his temple, I see the Lord who reigns. The Lord is in control. He's never shaken by things that he's held. And all attempts that I've made against the throne of God have come to naught, because he is in his throne. But a very important thing about the Lord is in his temple, not only is he a righteous and a holy God, but there's a phrase that is very important. He says, his eyes behold, his eyes test the children of men. And here we have another figure of speech. We have a figurative word here. The word, his eyes behold, is as if God is bending over. And that is what the image has been portrayed here. God bends over when he looks at your circumstances and he looks at where you're coming from. And you might be fearful about stuff, but as he is in his throne and is in control, he bends over and he watches. And the word that has been used here is one of intense gaze, penetrating. He's a God whose eye beholds it so intense that he knows exactly what we are experiencing. And so when fear approaches and we put our trust in God, he observes. Malachi uses a phrase, it says, the Lord hearkened and he heard. But the second thing in that verse, not only does his eye behold, it says his eyelids, uses the word, his eyelid tests the children of men. God is not indifferent to all circumstances. David experienced that. He's not indifferent to what's going in our souls, the turmoil that is experienced in ourselves. But as he uses this figurative language of his eyes beholding, his eyelids test, it's a means to investigate and to be perfectly sure that a child of God is in the right place. And the affirmation that the psalmist says, in God will I put my trust, because his eyes is investigating, it's looking, it's making sure that I follow the right path. But very, very important, and I think this is the key thing about this verse. He says, the Lord is in his holy temple because he's holy and because he's righteous and he's a righteous judge. He says, his eyes behold, his eyelids test, the children of men. Not only is the affirmation here this morning that he is observing, he's watching over all of us, but the activity is key here. He says, He tests the children of men. And the activity here this morning is simply that he tries the righteous. When a man of faith declares the circumstances of difficulty, he says, I will put my trust in the Lord because he is under control. He is the one that takes charge. So David is not perturbed by circumstances because he knows that the Lord trieth the righteous. You will be tested this year. I will be tested this year. I lost my mother on New Year's Day, but I didn't want to release my mother 5-6 years ago. And I was the only one together with the nephew. The rest of the family had already done so. But when a week just before death, he prepared my heart and he prepared me for loss. And at that particular point, I then released and allowed God's will to prevail. The psalmist is saying this morning, when we have an answer of faith, that he will try for it. He will test the children of men. You will go through circumstances of difficulty. None of us here seated. Me standing here is exempted from trials and difficulties. And the psalmist understood that. And he says, under the difficult circumstances, when he tries me so that I can come out the kind of person, the individual he wants me to be. There's a song we sing, and I'm just going to read the chorus. He says, O cross that lifted up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust, life's dread, and from the ground thy blossoms red, life that shall endless be. And so as you go through the activities this morning, be assured that during this year you will be tested. You will be tried. I will be tried. You will be tried. But as we move away from the advice of fear and we look at the answer of faith, the Lord says, very important in verses 5, look what he says. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and him who loveth violence, his soul hateth. So the activity is not only that he tries the righteous, but he's active in the judgment of the wicked. And when he's active in the judgment of the wicked, those of us who are going through a period of difficulty, be assured that the Lord holds the reins and he will execute judgment on those who are against his will and against his people. The image that is being portrayed here, he uses the word fire and brimstone, a horrible tempest. And for those of you who are familiar with the English language will know that a tempest is a violent storm. And that tempest, when it comes, it overwhelms and ships cannot withstand the shipwreck when that storm hits. And those of you who are experiencing difficulty and the snares and the bows and the arrows are directed towards you, in his activity, not only will he try you because you have to go through trials, but he will execute judgment on those who go against the righteous. He's active in judgment. He holds the reign. So he is our ultimate foundation. And the answer of faith this morning is simply that he is our foundation. Never a bow, never arrow will be able to withstand the judgment of God on those whom he loves. And so a word of encouragement this morning, he will try me. Verse 6 says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest, thus shall be the portion of their cup. But as he executes judgment, he's busy perfecting me. As I respond to the answer of faith. Human logic tells us not to do that. And in this particular psalmist, it says, flee to the mountain. You're not asked to flee this morning, but you must use the affirmation in the psalm. In God will I put my trust. Somebody said, the attitudes of the foes do not constitute anything that God is not aware of and that he does not permit. But when he does permit, he comes to your rescue. You will end your iniquity no matter how strong it may be. And I want to say to some of us here this morning, in our shake-up, when we are tested and tried for the purposes of God, and this year will be no exception to that. And you start of this year, be assured. Verse 6 says that his countenance also is upon us, and he looks over us. This morning, as I conclude this devotional, I want to look at verse 7 and just focus on a few pointers that I think is important in verse 7. Look at verse 7. For the righteous the Lord loveth thy righteousness, his countenance doth doth uphold the upright. Though honest good people may be down and trampled upon, God does favor them, he does own them, and then he smiles upon them. And I want to say to you this morning, yes, those darts are flung at us, but as we answer the answer of faith and we understand his activity, that he will test us, but his activity also that he will execute judgment. We are drawn to the conclusion, verse 7, that he owns us and he will favor us and he will love us so that we are able not only go through this difficulty but come out triumphant because we've answered the answer of faith. The verse also says he looks graciously upon them. His countenance doth behold the upright. And as he looks over us this morning, he looks graciously upon us. By way of repetition, let me just ask two questions. Will you listen to the advice of fear this year? The advice of fear is limited. The advice of fear does not have the whole picture. The advice of fear will direct us to flee to the mountain. But when we have the answer of faith and the affirmation, in God will I put my trust, the Lord Jesus Christ will become my all in all throughout this year. I know that he will test me, because that's part of his activity, that there will go periods of trial. But the affirmation that we have this morning, not only the activity, but the affirmation is that he watches over us. Intensely scrutinizing our very every move. And that when people come and they throw their arrows at us, and evil wants to divert us away from his purposes and plans this year, we come to the conclusion that he's in his holy temple and he's watching over us. May the Lord help you and me this year as we ponder these two thoughts. Will we hearken to the advice of fear and run to the mountain? Or will we have the affirmation, will we have the answer of faith, that in God will I put my trust? And when I put my trust in God, he will direct me in his path. Yes, he'll test me, but his countenance is upon me. May the Lord bless us this night. Ask you, Pastor Lance, and you close us in the word of prayer.